Hello? You are welcome to Living Sea. We bless the Lord who has been our help on this program. Our trust in Him is that the Lord will equip your heart unto eternal service and living as you meet us week by week in this program, Living Seed. Living Seed slot today is a continuation of the series on the guidepost for the end-time believer, studies in the first epistle of John. With the several distractions on the way to eternity today, if you fail to watch the age-long and ancient landmarks, you will easily be diverted into something else. This will surely cut your life short if it will not dump you into hell at the end of age. That must not be your portion. Pay attention today to the guidepost as the Lord speaks to your heart. Write us at the end of this program, and for any counseling needs, we will be happy to share with you the wisdom we will receive from God for you. Our address is Living Seed, PO Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Living Seed, PO Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. As you bow down to pray for this program today, I have the pleasure to invite our Bible teacher on Living Seed to bring us the oracles of God, Brother Gbile Akoni.
Let us pray. Father, we bless you. We worship, we adore you for your goodness to us. Thank you for your word that you make available to us from time to time. Thank you, Lord, for our brothers, our sisters, men that have chosen to listen to you as we study together over the weeks and over the months. Lord, today we ask that you will again speak to us. Make your word available unto our hearts, that each one of us could pick that which belongs to us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. I once again want to praise the Lord for your lives and for the privilege God has given to us to keep meeting and fellowshipping together around His word on this program, Living Seed. We've been on this series on guidepost for the end-time believers for some several weeks now. And today we will still have to continue as we continue to look at the study in the book of 1 John. By last week, we came as far as verse 17, where the word of God again was showing that one of the guideposts that we need to watch on our path to glory is our affection for the world system. That the world system is becoming quite organized, very organized. It could be very scientific, it could be highly technological, and it could appear very useful. It could appear as if it's harmless. But you know, it is only to gain your heart. It is only to gain your affection. And once you begin to release your affection to the world system, He will trap you and squeeze you to His mold and enlist you in His endless pursuit after that which is material, after that which is temporal. And so the injunction of the word of God is, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now today I'd like us to pick our scriptures again. 1 John chapter 2. We are going to read from verse 18. 1 John chapter 2 from verse 18. Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest, that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I am not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar But he that denies that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same as not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. This is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his appearing. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Let's stop there. May God bless his word as we stop at verse 29 in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, while we have been coming gradually, looking at various guideposts for the end-time believer, at this point, you will see that the instructions is beginning to move progressively. Move progressively. We dealt with personal relationship with God. How are we going to be able to fellowship with God? We must be ready to open up. You must be ready to come into light. You must allow the light of his life to shine upon you. How will you know that you are knowing him? When you keep his commandments. When you live and pattern your life after his own lifestyle. When you walk even as he walked. How will you know you are in the light? When you love the brethren. We said you cannot be a good brother, a good son of God, while you are a bad brother. You cannot be an active Christian while you are having somebody that you have not agreed with in your heart, someone whom you hated. And by last week, we saw that one other guidepost, one other parameters that you need to watch is your affection for the world system. Say, love not the world. Now, but we now want to see the problem of the end time vis-a-vis the seducing, the seduction of Christianity, the seduction of believers, especially in this end time. And that is the guidepost, or that is the instruction that the Holy Spirit will have us consider quite in detail as much as we can even today. Verse 18 says, little children, it is the last time. It is the last time. New American Standard says, children, it is the last hour. And just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have arisen. For this, from this we know that it is the last hour. Now I see God bringing an understanding to us from this passage in verse 18, that the time in which we are in is actually one of the final hours. He said, it is the last time. It is the last hour. It's like everything is running and racing to an end. Everything is beginning to wind up in a very phenomenal way. And one of the signs of the end time that the Lord Jesus spoke about when he was with his disciples is that many shall come in my name. Many shall arise in my name. Many shall prophesy in my name. Many shall set up works in my name. Many prophets, many false prophets, many antichrists will arise. Many people will even impersonate themselves and say they are Christ. Now, these are the events, these are signs of the last time, of the end time. And even in our own midst, we have already seen people who stood up utterly, impersonating themselves and saying they are Christ. Or some say they are the Holy Spirit. All kind of things that have happened in our generation. But what we want to study today is not that which looks so apparent. It's not that which looks so clear that you can see quickly as soon as you say this one is an antichrist. We are going to be talking about those that have, you know, moved away from the life of Jesus Christ. And of course, they have a beginning, they have a semblance, they have a knowledge of the things of God. They even can be very, very versatile in the scriptures. But something has already happened. They have already drawn themselves away from the lifestyle of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as far as the word of God is concerned, they are regarded as antichrist. Listen, anyone who is not building his life after the pattern of Jesus Christ, even if he's using the name of Christ to do things, as far as the word of God is concerned, he is an antichrist. And from here we are discovering that it is not just one antichrist that is the issue, that there are many already that are operating the principles of the antichrist even right now, and many are being deceived. So I want us to now look closely at what the Holy Spirit is saying through John the Beloved unto several of us that are coming in. He said, little children. Now, each time we have come across my little children, my little children, my little children, in the course of this study, something has struck me that, you see, the concern that the elders have about those of us that are coming behind, the concern that they have demonstrated about those of us that are yet to grow and find our feet in the kingdom of God as we ought to, is quite amazing. And so I want you again to see that this guidepost that the Holy Spirit is allowing us to study is because of love. It's because of divine concern that God has shown in the heart of men, you know, concerning those of us that are coming behind. Say, little children, it is the last hour. Boys, it is the last time, the end of this age. As we have heard that Antichrist, he who will oppose Christ in the guise of Christ, is coming. Now, so the first matter I want to raise to you now is when he says, as you have heard that Antichrist shall come. The Antichrist, as we read now from Amplified, is he who opposes Jesus Christ, yet in the guise of Christ. Any man, he may be using the name of Christ, he may even be preaching Christ, but his preaching is an activity, is not building the kind of lifestyle that the Lord Jesus could want to see in his church. As far as the word of God is showing us today, that person is an antichrist because he opposes Christ's life, even though he disguises with his name. Now it says, they are coming. Even now, many antichrists have arisen, which confirms our belief that the final hour, the end time, has already come. Now, look at that scripture very well. It said, who are these antichrists? That's the first thing to check. An antichrist will not be someone who does not know anything about Christ at all. An antichrist will not be someone who has never been in the fellowship before. He said, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they will no doubt have continued with us, but they went out. So we are beginning to discover that those that actually begin to oppose the life of Jesus Christ, the principle, the emphasis of Jesus Christ, they were not people that have never been amidst the fellowship of God's people before. They were not people that don't know anything about the word of God before. The Bible said, they went out from us. And that is something you need to watch. You need to watch when men begin to deviate from the simplicity of Christ. When men begin to pursue high-sounding doctrines, when they begin to pursue, you know, traditions of men, traditions of the fathers, when they begin to ignore the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ and begin to emphasize or capitalize on the principles of the Old Testament, when especially Christ Jesus had come to fulfill and to make perfect and to reveal to us what the shadow of the law was trying to teach. Now, this man went out from us. There are many people on the street today. Even the way they live their lives, they are already the enemies of Jesus Christ. Look at how Paul put it in Philippians chapter 3. Let me read Philippians chapter 3 to you today. Let's look at Philippians chapter 3 and verse 15, 16, 17, and maybe up to 19. Say, let us therefore as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so, as you have also an example. For many walk, look at that verse 18, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Now, so when we begin to talk about people that are doing things to undermine the principles of the Lord Jesus Christ, the emphasis of the New Testament, the emphasis that God had shown us, it might not look very harmful. It might not look highly demonic. In fact, sometimes it may appear as if it is a very, very great way of explaining the truth. But when you want to test an antichrist, the question you ask is, does it increase the lifestyle of Jesus Christ in me? Does it make Jesus Christ much more relevant in my life? Am I becoming more and more like Jesus? There are prayer houses. There are even prayer fellowships. There are groups that you go to there. You can see mixtures. Some of you are beginning to carry sand, carry ashes, and begin to blow it because you want to blow against your enemy. Now, these are the same token that idol worshippers went about with in those days. Some of you now, you are beginning to carry the sand of the footprint of your husband or somebody whom you think has done something against you, and you bring it and you say, yes, in the name of Jesus, you are going for a deliverance. Now, is that what Jesus Christ taught us? Is that the principle of life that Jesus Christ came to die and establish? I want you to check. Now, the Bible says many, they were part of us. They went out from us. But the reason why they left is because they were not all of us. Several men have tried to sneak into the church, into the fellowship, into the midst of the brethren, looking for something, looking for a way to make a name, looking for a way to establish, you know, an idea, a kingdom after themselves, after their names. Now, this, they may not appear as if they are saying Jesus Christ is not the Lord, yet what they are doing, their lifestyle, their emphasis is not in any way promoting the cause of Jesus Christ. It's not building men for the kingdom of God. They only live for their own pleasure. Dear brothers, this is verse 17 from Living Bible of Philippians chapter 3. Pattern your lives after mine and notice who else lives up to my example. For I have told you often before, and I say it now again with tears in my eyes, there are many who walk along the Christian road who are really enemies of the cross. Are you hearing? There are many who walk along the Christian road who are really enemies of the cross of Christ. Their future is eternal loss, for their God is their appetite. They are proud of what they should be ashamed of, and all they think about is this life here on earth. Please watch this. Now, as a way-fearing believer, as an end-time pilgrim, now you need to watch this before you get trapped in what look like modern manifestation, modern moves. Now, men that actually all they emphasize to you are earthly things. They just tell you of how you could make that contract. They tell you whatever you do, no matter how you walk, no matter what you say, no matter what. I met someone the other day, he said, even if she does not attend the exam, she can get a job. Say, how could that be? Is that the principle of righteousness we learned? Is that the word of God that Jesus Christ instructed us? Now, dear brother, dear sister, this is the last hour. And that's what the Holy Spirit is emphasizing. This is the last hour. It is very easy for your life to slip off into an apostate state, into a situation where, you know, you no longer value the things that God values, the things that the Holy Spirit will want to emphasize, you know, unto you. He said, you know, their God, their appetite is their belly. Their emphasis now is the earthly things. And sometimes now we go into churches, all that you hear is the health and wealth gospel. I do wonder whether that is not directly opposing the purpose of God. Whether the devil is not putting an hand in order to get you settled with the pursuit of the things of the world until you forget where you are going. Dear brother, why I am not saying that God will not meet your need and that God wants you to be particularly poor in this world, that's not what we are saying at all. God is able to provide everything richly for us to enjoy. But you see, men of old knew that those things were not the emphasis. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things shall be added unto you. Now, they went out from us. That's one mark of the Antichrist. They went out from us. You can see the way they started. You can see the way they began to preach in those days. You can see their faith in those days. They are very fervent, but now they are deviated. They went out from us. Now, the Bible said, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. Dear brother, are you beginning to deviate from the corporate lifestyle that Jesus laid down for his disciples, for which all our elders, patriarchs, have followed? Are you claiming a new doctrine, a new idea that is directly unknown, I mean completely unknown, unto the lifestyle of our elders? Beware, beware. I don't know why you want to run away from the principles of holiness. I don't know why you are beginning unable. I mean, you are beginning to be unable to endure sound doctrine. If anybody discipline you because your life is not right, you just jump. You just give him and say, sir, I'm going to another church. And there you may even become a pastor. Friend, watch. This is the last hour. This is the last hour. There are already many antichrists. And I'm trying to explain to you that the antichrist that the scripture is talking about here is not just one man there that we are expecting to manifest one of these days. But we are talking about men that have taken upon their lives to live lives, to do things, to preach the kind of gospel that opposes, that contradicts the very life that Jesus Christ has showed us how to live. Now, as we build on this, now the Bible says, you know, but that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. That's why, you know, you see men beginning to show their true color. Now, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Now, this scripture that I want you to note is very important. Now, if you truly, truly want to walk with God, there's an unction inside of you. There is an instruction that the Holy Spirit has put in you. You will get to know what is right or what is wrong, except you choose particularly to be deceived, except you choose particularly to be confused. You have an unction from the Holy One. If you can only just kneel down and say, Holy Spirit, show me the word of God, it will not take 1 week before you see the emptiness of some of the things that have preoccupied several lives today. Now, this message, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it. Now, I keep wanting you to check that the things God is saying is not that you don't know it. Except you want to pretend, except you just want to argue with the truth, except you just want to be arrogant for nothing. And what is that to you? What advantage do you get by pretending, by living a lie that you know is a lie? What advantage did you get? I mean, by turning your eyes from that which is real, which you already know. As I'm preaching here right now, I have a witness in my spirit that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to you about this matter. The Holy Spirit has been cornering you and say, is this all there is about following Jesus? Is this all there is about serving the Lord? Is this all there is about being a Christian? Dear brother, some have gone to the extreme of false doctrine. Some have denied even the Godhead, the Trinity. Some have said there is no Father God, there's no God the Spirit, there's nothing. Now I wondered, how are you reading your scripture that you allow your heart to be confused? There are several of you listening to me now. You no longer associate with brethren because you are beginning to be deceived, because you are beginning to be confused. You are beginning to be, you know, unstable in your faith, and you are being uprooted from where God has placed you. He said, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it. And that there is no lie, that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus Christ is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. Can you imagine that? Dear brother, I don't know what you are holding today. I don't know the doctrine of Jesus only that some of you are falling into. The Bible says, he who denies the Father, he who denies the Father and denies the Son is an Antichrist. Be very careful. This is the last hour. Whereas some are going to materialism, some are going, as you know, their appetite has become their pursuit, has become their God. Yet others are going to this other extreme. Can I ask you, take your time, take your time. Let the unction that is inside of you, let it teach you, let it point you to the will of God even at this time. The Bible says, whosoever denies the Son, the same as not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son as the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. Sir, therefore abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. You see, it is not a new gospel that will save you. It is not a new eye-sounding idea that will save you. The same simple gospel that God has spoken about since the beginning is efficacious enough, is sufficient to save all those that come to him. The same gospel is able to deliver your soul. You don't need to twist it. You don't need to turn it around. You don't need to look for extraneous ideas. I see some people now programming things into the sun and beginning to look into the star. Are you beginning to become stargazers? Is that what Jesus taught us to do? Is that what Jesus Christ taught us? When the Bible says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. I see you going back now to carry amulets. I see you going back now to carry tokens. Don't forget that Aaron also, he made idols and gave them to the people. Now this is the last hour. This is the last hour. Little children, abide in him, so that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. My prayer is this: even as the end time is beginning to become more and more serious, may you not be ashamed at his coming. May you have confidence to stand before him. May your messages, what you are believing now, not discredit you in his presence at his coming. You need to watch this. This is the last hour. This is the last hour. Many shall fall within a short time. The love of many shall wax cold. Many shall be lured away unto easy believism. But watch it. This is the last hour. May you not lose your crown. May the devil not hold you captive in the name of Jesus Christ.
Our Father, we thank you. We want to hang on you. We want to hang on the Holy Spirit that is in us. That he will not, O God, leave us off teaching us the subtle diversion that are coming into the world. No matter from where, O God, we pray that your people will realize it and stand against it and be saved and secured in you. In Jesus' name, amen. There is only one emphasis that will secure us from the subtle seduction in the world, the life pattern of Jesus at all times and in all matters. If you deny this, you will not last long.